Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Government advises South African travellers to get insurance. That's after another South African teacher dies in China. And she died whilst working as a teacher there. Her family needs about 300,000 rand to repatriate her, which is terrible. The 30-year-old died. She had a panic attack and she died on the way to hospital. Well, I would question that, but that isn't the conversation that we're having. I don't know if people die from panic attacks or something else. Well, Mto Mapumolo is a senior associate at Adams and Adams, and we wanted to understand the importance of travel insurance. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Thank you for having me, and a very good morning to the listeners as well.
So we always offered this, you know, travel insurance, and then we're going, is it worth it? Isn't it worth it? When we look at situations like this, where somebody unfortunately passes away, and it's going to cost 300,000 rand to repatriate them, I guess this is why we need insurance.
Absolutely. We often see it as, the extra financial burden in our already tight travel budget, but it is quite important that we make sure that we have travel insurance in place whenever we plan our trips, or we plan to secure employment in the foreign countries, because of many varying possible risks that we tend to encounter. So this is one such an example, you know, and they vary, and we need to ensure that we are safe at all times. Yeah.
Well, I would imagine COVID's changed our perception as well. Before that, it was relatively comfortable to travel. Things didn't happen that often. We didn't get stuck in different places. We certainly didn't die in different places. I guess the world is a lot more scary now, which may be a good indication, or it might be a good thing in that we actually take this seriously.
No, for sure. There are so many risks at the moment. I think the past few years have really shown that, you know, it is really very, well, it's basically impossible to predict or preempt these kinds of risks that you tend to encounter. So you need to get a comprehensive travel insurance policy, especially now, as you've correctly pointed out. COVID really kind of the idea or this thing of COVID has now driven this thing of ensuring that we have the travel insurance policies in place.
So what does travel insurance cover?
Okay, it depends. You may want to cover specific risks, but also advisable. You will have to have a comprehensive travel insurance, which will cover or provide cover for things like where you lose your luggage, where there is personal liability issues. It will cover death and disability. It will also cover your emergency medical cover, and it also provides loss incurred due to unforeseen cancellation or having to cut your trip short. So those are some of, important risks to ensure.
Right.
So, so your comprehensive travel insurance policy will provide cover for those.
Right. And in terms of death, what is the situation there? Because here we have a situation where a person's passed away, it's cost 300,000 rand to repatriate them. Do most policies cover somebody's passing away whilst away overseas?
Yes, thank you for that question. It's very important. And I think death is, depending on the country you are traveling to, is one of the risks that you as a traveler do not necessarily foresee. Per se, it's unlike your loss of your luggage and those kinds of risks. So when it comes to death, you will need to have cover for that. So you need to ensure that your travel insurance policy does cover you for the risk of death. So that is why it is important to take out comprehensive travel insurance policy. So if you do have cover for death and it it usually comes with death and disability. So if you've got cover for that, you should be able to succeed with all the claims relating to that kind of risk.
Right. And certainly when the family are left with a problem, it's very important that you do it. It's not particularly expensive, is it, this type of cover?
Yeah, no, it is really not expensive, but also it depends on the duration of the cover. So in the case where someone is working abroad, so that person is going to be there for a while. So in that instance, you may want to take out long-term travel insurance. And that will obviously then be slightly higher than your usual short-term travel insurance.
Right. A very, very interesting and important conversation. Thank you for that, Mtoma Pomolo, who's a senior associate at Adams & Adams.